sing a song at a slower speed. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on the Sunday Sample, episode 42 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today we're talking about singing songs more slowly. And I'll explain what I mean in a minute. Now, last week we talked about what should we do if a song doesn't stick, that we've taught a song and it isn't working, what do we do? I'd like to know your thoughts on that. And 2 weeks ago, I must give you an update, I did say that I would try adding some music to a slide on Keynote before the service began and after the service finished, just to see if that helped create the right atmosphere. I did that for the Watford Church of Christ, and just before we began, we had some background music on that slide embedded into the slide. And I think it helped set the atmosphere as we then faded out of that and into the actual singing. And then at the end of the service, the last slide came up, which said, thank you for coming, see you next week. And some music was embedded in that slide, and it started up straight away. And I really do think it helped the atmosphere as we then went into our conversations over tea and coffee. So we're going to maintain that. I think that worked very well. And thank you to Fun Lola for raising that question, that issue. If you've got thoughts, please let me know. Now, on to today's topic. Now, here's the reason I wanted to talk about this today, is that this last Sunday in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, Reinhardt, for the first time, selected a whole service, song service, for the bigger services, one of the bigger services of the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, and I loved the creativity he brought to the process. It's so good to have different people selecting the songs. In your church, if you're the only one, why not have a guest selector? Especially if you're in a larger church, maybe it just shouldn't be one person selecting the songs. Anyway, he had some lovely ideas. He added some scripture reading between some of the songs that introduced the songs really well. We sang another song where we began with the chorus instead of the verse. We began without instruments and added them in. A couple of nice things like that. We had one where one of the women sang the first verse before the rest of us joined in. Lots of good things. But the thing I'd like to talk about today is what we did with the communion. In the communion, Reinhardt put down a song, Shout to the Lord, a very well-known song, My Jesus, My Savior, and then Shout to the Lord as kind of chorus. But he asked us to sing it more slowly than usual, quite a lot more slowly, and we did it that way. And that was sung while the bread and wine were going around. And I like this idea because it brought something different to the song. It's not a particularly energetic song, but we certainly normally sing it a lot faster than we did this last Sunday. And singing it that slowly, My Jesus, My Savior, singing it that slowly, it brought a different dimension to the song. And I've often found when we sing songs more slowly, it helps the congregation to think about the words more carefully, because they're more conscious of the words that they are singing, because they're formed more slowly in the mouth, sung more slowly, expressed more slowly. And in fact, perhaps the mind is processing the words more slowly and therefore, quite likely, more thoroughly, more deeply. It was a really good experience, and I wonder if you've tried this. I liked it so much, I'm going to copy the idea for this next Sunday at our service in Lower Early, and we're going to sing How Great Thou Art, but we're going to sing it really slowly. The chorus, going to try singing the chorus. This is my idea, I'll let you know how it goes. Singing, first of all, the chorus of How Great Thou Art. We'll take it down a tone or two, because people will be sitting down, and it's in B flat, normally a bit high once you get to that top F of the chorus, so we'll take it down to G. We'll sing the chorus slowly first, then we'll sing only verse 3. That's the verse that talks about the cross, and we're going to sing it during the taking of bread and wine. So we'll do chorus, verse 3, and then the chorus again. Well, it should probably be enough time for the size of our congregation to all take bread and wine, and it will be very focused on the communion, on the cross, and it'll be slow. And I hope it will create the same kind of thoughtfulness to what we're doing that it did this last Sunday. So thank you, Reinhardt, for that, doing that idea. I think it worked really well. Have you tried singing a song slower than usual? Perhaps communion is the time to do it. It could be other parts of the service. But what about taking an upbeat song, or at least a fairly energetic song, and slowing it right down? It certainly won't work for every song, but maybe it would work for one that you know and love. And perhaps it would refresh the minds and the heart and the faith of your congregation if you tried it. So why not give it a go? Let me know how it goes. If you do, I'd love to know. Leave some feedback or some comments in the comment box below this video. Leave them publicly so that we can see it, because we need to learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who would value the input from these recordings, please pass the link on to at least one other person. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, because it increases the visibility of these recordings, and more people across the globe will get to know about them and hopefully be blessed by them. And I hope until the next time we see each other for Sunday Sample 43, that when you gather together with all the saints and all your friends to worship our great God, your experience will be that of Psalm 100, verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.